The Good News, according to Luke, chapter 6. Now it happened on a Sabbath that as he was going through the grain fields, his disciples plucked the heads and ate the grains, rubbing them in their hands. But certain of the Pharisees said, "Why do you do something which it is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day?" And Jesus answering them said, "Haven't you read about what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him? Remember how he entered into the house of God, took and ate the showbread, and gave it to those who were with him, which is not lawful for anyone to eat except for the priests." And he said to them, "The Son of Man is even Lord of the Sabbath." And it happened on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. So the scribes and the Pharisees watched him carefully to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, so that they might find some way to accuse him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Get up and stand here in front of everyone." And he got up and stood there. And Jesus said to them, "I ask you, what is lawful to do on the Sabbath? To do good or to do evil? To save a life or to destroy it?" Then, having looked around at each one of them individually, he said to him, "Stretch out your hand." And as he did so, his hand was restored. But they were filled with unreasonable anger and discussed with each other what they could do to Jesus. And it happened in these days that he left and went up onto the mountain to pray. There he spent the whole night in prayer to God. And when it was daylight, he called his disciples, and he chose 12 of them, whom also he called sent ones. Simon, who he also named Peter, Andrew his brother, James and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, James the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, and Judas the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who became a traitor. Then coming down with them, he stopped at a level place. There a large number of his disciples, together with a big crowd of the people from all over Judea and Jerusalem, including those from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were healed. And everyone in the crowd tried to touch him, for power came out from him and healed them all. And he, directing his attention to his disciples, said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for you will possess the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will have an abundance. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, when they exclude you from their company, speak evilly about you, and reject you by name as being evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy. Look here, your reward is great in the heavens, for their fathers did the same things to the prophets. But woe to you who are wealthy, for you have already received what you have coming to you. Woe to you who are indulging yourselves right now with all kinds of riches and pleasures, for you will have a burning craving for what you see others receiving. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will weep and wail. Woe to you when all men will speak well of you, for this is the same way that their fathers treated the false prophets. But I say to those who are able to hear it, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who slander you. When someone strikes you on the one side of your face, offer the other side also. And if someone takes away your outer coat, don't hinder him from taking your shirt also. Give to everyone who asks you. And when someone carries away your goods, don't demand their return. And as you would wish for others to treat you, treat them in the same way. But if you love those who love you, how is that to your credit? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, how is that to your credit? or even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to recover what you lent, how is that to your credit? Even sinners lend to sinners with the intention of receiving back what they loaned. But love your enemies, do good to others, and lend, not being worried about it. In this way, your reward will be large, and you will be children of the Most High, for He is kind to the unthankful and the evil. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Don't judge others, and in no way will you be judged. Don't condemn others, and in no way will you be condemned. Release others for their offenses against you, and you too will be released. Give, and it will be given to you in a full measure, which is pressed down, shaken, and overflowing. This is how it will be given into your hands. For the same measure you use when you give to others will be used when it is time to give back to you. Then he spake a parable to them. Is it possible for the blind to guide the blind? Won't they both fall into a pit? The disciple is not above his teacher, but he who is made perfect will be like his teacher. And why do you notice the speck that is in your brother's eye, but don't notice the beam that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, Brother, let me remove the speck that is in your eye, when you don't perceive the beam that is in your own eye? You hypocrite! First get rid of the beam in your own eye, and then will you see clearly how to remove the speck that is in your brother's eye. Without a doubt, there is no good tree which produces worthless fruit, nor a worthless tree which produces good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. Men don't gather figs from thorn bushes, nor harvest grapes from a bramble bush. The good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth that which is good. And the evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth that which is destructive. For it is from the abundance of the heart that his mouth speaks. And why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't put into practice the things which I say? Everyone who comes to me hears my words and does them. This is what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation upon the rock. Then when a flood came, the river pushed powerfully against that house, but was not strong enough to topple it because its foundation was on the rock. But he who hears my words and doesn't practice them is like a man who built a house upon the ground without any foundation. Then when the river surged against it, it fell down immediately, and the destruction of that house was tremendous. This is the end of Luke chapter 6.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.